The Central Sierra Snow Laboratory is a research field station of UC Berkeley, specializing in snow physics, snow hydrology, and climatology. Located at Donner Pass in the Sierra Nevada, the lab has been recording precipitation, snowfall, snow depth, and air temperatures since 1946. In the past 7 days, the lab has observed over 26 inches of snow, accumulating nearly 400 inches since the beginning of the annual water year. Snowpack in California serves as a critical natural reservoir, gradually releasing water during the warmer months, which sustains rivers and reservoirs, supporting agriculture, and helps to manage wildfires. To learn more about this year's snowpack, we spoke with Andrew Schwartz, lead scientist and manager at the Central Sierra Snow Lab.
And we work on all things weather, water, and climate, but of course we specialize in snow.
May 5th actually marked the snowiest day of the season, with a spring storm dropping over 26 inches. And to date, the lab has documented 387 inches of snow since October 1st. However, this year's snowfall totals are considered remarkably average.
And I say that because we don't typically get average snowfall years and snowpack years in the Sierra Nevada, but it's a good thing. Coming off of last year's big winter and then having this year means that we are looking pretty good in terms of our water resources. We actually ended up above our April 1st average, so we were above average for that measurement. And now have been melting quite a bit, but we are still above average for this time of year for the snowpack throughout the state of California.
On average, the snow lab records about 360 inches or 30 feet of snow annually.
That's how much we have gotten on a median over the last 30 years. So typically speaking, as long as we get to that point, we're in fairly good condition. But of course, you know, big years happen. Last year, we had just shy of 63 feet. And we do occasionally get the low years, too, which cause problems. But all of that is due to, you know, normal and kind of continuing climate variability and then the impacts that we as humans have on the climate system.
The laboratory's data is among the longest continuous record of snowfall in the world and is crucial for understanding the future of water resources in California.
Typically, when we talk about snowpack and its contributions to our purposes as humans, we typically talk about the fact that it supplies about 30 to 50% of the state's water. And that's what's happening this year, as it is an average year. So as time goes on and the snowpack melts, we're going to see a lot of that trickle downstream and into our reservoirs and replace the water that we're using out of those. And hopefully it'll stick around, you know, into the late spring and even maybe into the early summer. That being said, we have had some warmer temperatures. So we are seeing some rapid melt compared to, say, last year, for example. That has kind of meant that we might not see it fully extend into the summer. So overall, it's, you know, typically we start to see these types of river flows in another 1 or 2 weeks, but because we've been warmer, we're seeing them now.
While various environmental factors could impact what the summer will look like, Dr. Schwartz remains hopeful.
Said when we have, you know, two consecutive good water years, as far as last season and then this year, that does set us up for some favorable conditions as far as we can see, given the fact that there's additional moisture. We've had a couple of years now where the ecosystem drought stress can kind of relieve itself a little bit. And then, you know, we can keep some of that moisture around going into the summer. But a lot of it does come down to how much fire weather conditions move in the later half of the summer. But for the time being, it's looking pretty favorable.
According to the California Drought Monitor map, only 2% of the state is considered to have abnormally dry conditions, with 98% showing no drought at all. However, with the changing climate, the Central Sierra Snow Laboratory may help the state better understand our environment and weather patterns.
The big things that we're seeing at the Snow Lab is just a shortening of the snowpack season. We're seeing, of course, colder months warming, but all months throughout the winter. So we're seeing a shortening of the snowpack season, as well as more rain events in the middle of winter because of the warming temperatures that we're experiencing. And so that effectively paints a picture of a smaller snowpack for a shorter amount of time into the future. That's not to say that we're going to see less precipitation, because our overall precipitation has stayed about the same. But in general, our winters are warming quite a bit, and that's affecting the longevity of our snowpack.
To learn more about the Snow Lab and to view their latest data, you can visit their website at cssl.berkeley.edu.